From Spark and Anvil and Depth Quest, this is Trench in Chapter 1 of the Depth Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. 7 miles down, at the very bottom of the ocean where no sunlight had ever reached, and the water pressed in like a whole mountain sitting on your shoulders, Trench hung perfectly still in the dark and let the weight hold her. She was a small snailfish tween, pale and see-through, no bigger than a hand. Around her, the trench floor stretched out flat and quiet. Nothing rushed here, nothing panicked. A tiny crustacean skittered past on some slow errand, and far above, a single flake of marine snow drifted down like the world's slowest falling star. A young fish had followed her all the way down and now hovered close, trembling. "How are you not crushed?" he squeaked. "The pressure down here, my whole body hurts." "You're new," Trench said, gently. "You're bracing against it. Watch me instead." She didn't tense. She didn't fight the water. She let her soft, boneless body settle into the pressure, the way you settle into a hug that's a little too tight, until it stops feeling like too much and just feels like held. Her tiny eyes half closed. She breathed slow. "See, I don't push back on it," she said. "My body was built for exactly this much weight. Soft where a bone would snap, steady where a lung would burst. The pressure isn't attacking me, it's just where I live." She drifted an inch sideways, calm as a leaf. "The trick isn't being tough, it's being made for the depth. And that took a very, very long time." The young fish stopped trembling, just a little.
Trench had not always been so calm about the dark. When she was tiny, barely hatched, she had looked up once toward where the surface must be, impossibly far, a place she had only heard about, and felt something cold open up inside her chest. Everyone else lived up there in the light. Warm water, coral colors, fast flashing schools, and she was stuck down here in the black and the cold and the crushing quiet, at the bottom of everything, alone. "I got the worst place," she thought, "the deepest, emptiest, most nothing place there is." Her grandmother had drifted up beside her, an old snailfish, pale and unhurried, older than Trench could imagine. She hadn't told Trench the deep was wonderful. She just asked, softly, "Does it feel lonely down here? Like the world forgot this part?" Trench had nodded, her small throat tight. "Feel how still it is," her grandmother said. "Up there, everything changes. Storms churn the surface. Seasons come and go. Whole kinds of creatures appear and vanish in the blink of the sea's eye." She turned her slow gaze around the dark. "But down here, it barely changes at all. Same cold, same quiet, year after year, 1,000 years, 10,000, longer than you can hold in your head. Our family has looked almost exactly like this for so long that the shallow world has been reborn 100 times over while we stayed." She nudged Trench, warm. "You're not in the forgotten place, little one. You're in the oldest place, the one that keeps things safe by never rushing them."
She swam up to Depth Quest when she was 13. Up, meaning still miles below the light, but up all the same, because a school that studied the whole ocean ought to have someone who spoke for its deepest floor. Marlin, the old mentor who ran the place, met her at the gate. He didn't test whether she was strong. He asked one thing: "What is it like down where you're from?" Trench didn't answer with a list. She simply settled, right there, into the same calm stillness she'd shown the young fish. Soft, unbraced, at ease in a weight that would have flattened anyone from the bright water above. "It's the deepest, heaviest, oldest part of the sea," she said quietly. "And there's life there. Small, patient life that has looked like this for longer than anyone can count. Where I come from, the world doesn't hurry. It just keeps. Marlin watched her hold that steady, unhurried stillness. You belong here, he said.
Trench's workshop was the quietest one at DepthQuest, and creatures came to it when everything else felt too fast. A young fish came in one afternoon, wound up and miserable. Everyone else is good at things already, she said. I've been practicing forever, and I've barely changed. I feel like I'm stuck at the bottom while everyone races ahead up top. Trench knew that feeling exactly. She'd carried it once, cold in her own chest. Come look at this with me, she said, and unrolled a chart. On it, ocean depth ran down one side, and time ran down the other. Up near the surface, everything changes fast, with the weather, with the seasons, a little deeper, slower, deeper still, slower again. Her fin traced all the way to the bottom, and down here, at the deepest, it barely changes at all, not in your life, not in your grandmother's, not in 100 grandmothers. That sounds lonely, the young fish said. It sounds like patience, Trench said. She pulled up a grainy bit of footage, pale little fish like herself, filmed by explorers who'd sent a camera down farther than people had ever looked. These are my neighbors. They look ancient because they are. Their whole shape has stayed nearly the same across more time than the shallow sea can imagine. They didn't fall behind by staying steady. She looked at the young fish, warm. The deepest places are also the oldest. And the oldest things weren't made in a hurry. They were made by not rushing. One slow, safe stretch of time at a time. The young fish went quiet, turning that over.
Later, when the workshop had emptied, the young fish drifted back with one more question. She was calmer now. When you're just holding still down there, she said, and nothing's happening, and it's dark, and it's slow, how do you not feel like you're getting nowhere? Trench thought about the trench floor, about the too tight hug of the water, about her grandmother's slow, unhurried voice. You feel it in your body first, she said. There's this heavy, held, deeply steady feeling, like the whole weight of the world is resting on you, and you've stopped being afraid of it. That's not nothing. That's not being stuck. That's you being exactly enough for where you are, quietly keeping. Some things can only grow safe in the slow dark. She looked toward the deep beyond the window. The heaviest, most patient part of the ocean is the part that has held on the longest, and nobody down there is racing anybody. The young fish nodded slowly, and Trench watched the wound-up tightness ease off her, the way long ago the cold thing had loosened in her own chest. She didn't say the rest out loud, but she felt it, steady and certain and warm. The deepest, slowest, most left-behind feeling places are usually just the ones that are quietly keeping something safe. You aren't stuck. You're being held, in the dark, taking the time it takes.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Trench. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.